This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. In the United States, districts for every state legislature and Congress are updated every 10 years following the U.S. Census count, which is currently underway. Texas' population has been booming over the last decade and stands to gain at least three new congressional seats. But some areas of the Lone Star State are losing population. This past week, Texas lawmakers met in Austin to get input on how to redraw the state's political maps. State demographer Lloyd Potter explained to the Senate Select Committee on Redistricting of the need to draw larger political districts in areas experiencing population loss.
96 of our 254 counties have lost population this decade. And so that then, I think as we were hearing earlier from the Legislative Council, is going to be a challenge in terms of having to draw geographically larger districts to incorporate more people because there are counties that are losing population.
Potter also says Texas has added more population than any other state in the past decade, and that population change in Texas is largely being driven by Latinos.
If you take all the minority groups together, then we're looking at over 86% of our population changes from growth of the minority population in the state.
Texas is expected to receive the upcoming census data by April 2021, several months into that year's legislative session. This has been Chuck Smith reporting for Red River Radio News.